Two losses on the year came to Avon. And what a year it was for them. A terrific season, a lot to catch up on. Coach Matt Kostelnik is about to pick up the headset. Coach Kostelnik and I go way back. As a matter of fact, we go back about 10 years it is now to the start of the Notre Dame college football program. Hard to believe it's been a decade, my friend. How are you?
I know. It's been an extremely long time. I'm kind of surprised about that. But, yeah, I'm doing good, man. Just had another kid about 2 weeks before quarantine started. So that's been that's been fantastic. And being able to be at home with him and now just hoping for a season, getting things going. How are you doing?
So far, so good. We're out here talking football, right? So it could be a heck of a lot worse, and hopefully we're still talking football a month from now. And this has been interesting for everybody. How different has it been for you guys in the early stages of practice?
Well, I was listening to Durbin talk, and I was talking to Coach Pass over there, and every day is an adventure is what I keep saying. I mean, we just don't know what everybody's going to throw at us, the highs, the lows, or – you know, this is what the college is doing, and this and this. So I just tell my kids, every day is a gift. Just come back, come out, come ready to play. If we know we have the next day, enjoy it. And that's what we have. We know we have tomorrow, and we're going to go out there, and we're going to enjoy it. We're going to mix it up, and then we'll move on from there. So scheduling has been a little interesting. It's been day to day. And like I said, like weird things have been happening. But other than that, you know, overall, It's another season, and we gotta roll with the punches and do the best we can. But it's, you know, it's like elementary football. Kids show up, they don't get to go to the locker room, and they gotta take their temperature and symptoms checks and all that good stuff. So
elementary football. That's the first time that's come up. My guess is it's probably not the last time we're gonna hear that phrase tonight. But watching you guys at the end of last year, I thought, boy, what an outstanding defensive line, and man, are they going to lose a lot. Then I looked at this sheet of paper you sent me earlier with all of your goodies on here and your preseason information, I thought, holy smokes, you guys have a lot coming back, and you don't just have bodies coming back. You have guys who are first-team all-conference performers who are coming back, especially on that defensive line.
Yeah, we were blessed with a really, really great junior class this past year, and it mixed well with our senior class. So we're excited to see where these guys can go and who's going to step in and fill the roles from last year. And, you know, with our top four production leaders on defense are all back. And then, you know, we're lucky enough to get Caden Vidancourt on the end there that came in and started for us for three games when Jack McCrum went down with mono. And he performed, I mean, he had like 6.5 sacks through three games and a strip fumble for a touchdown that – really, in my opinion, if I look back at what was kind of the catalyst that got us over Wadsworth in round two of the playoffs was his strip fumble. I mean, that's about the – I told my kids, I'm like, we're in the second round of the playoffs. This is the deadest I've seen you all year. And that one play just seemed to kind of get that spark rolling and get us set. So we're lucky to have him back, and we just got to make sure we fill those other spots up front.
Well, Nate Sakala was another guy that stands out in taking a look at your returners. He had a terrific year on the defensive side of the ball. I know he's a wide receiver and a linebacker for you, but a guy that did a little bit of everything. I didn't realize he carried the ball 8 times for you guys a season ago, but that's a first-team all-conference, first-team all-county performer. What is it about Sakala that stands out?
Well, he was actually a voted team MVP as by the kids. So to have him coming back and have his leadership and he's an extremely intelligent kid. He's got opportunities to go to Valpo and Dayton to play football, and he's just a hell of an athlete. Just strong. It's great football instincts, and can seem to get to the ball and make plays. And same thing on offense. I mean, he looks great right now. He had an inter squad on Saturday. He had a nice 40-yard touchdown catch. So we're looking to see where we can get him involved anywhere we can. And a lot of the wealth of talent we have on offense, just kind of getting the ball, spreading around a little bit, and hoping for the best.
What about a guy like Gage Duesler? I know he had a huge year last year, went over the 1,000-yard mark on the ground for you guys. Got to be excited to have him back.
We are excited to have him back. We had him and Mason Wheeler both back, both guys that took majority of our carries back. And so we're excited to get both of them back and get them in a position that we can get them the ball. And Mason's looking really good on defense as well. And actually, Mason's put on like 15, 20 pounds, and he's grown a couple inches. And he looked – him and Sakala really stood out for us, and then a couple of our juniors too that really popped in our inner squad on Saturday. So we're looking to see, and then adding Sean Summers in the backfield as well, or getting him back from last year where, you know, he was taking a bunch of carries, and then unfortunately And I think it was about the third or fourth quarter, he blew out his shoulder against Avon and was unable to come back from that. So we got a host of backs in the backfield that all have genuine varsity experience, and so we're excited to see, you know, who's really going to pull ahead, because in my opinion, it's still a competition. So we're hoping for some good carries coming up.
Again, we're speaking with Avon Lake head coach Matt Gastelnik. He's our guest here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst for the High School Football Coaches Preview Show. And, well, you know, looking at Michael Corbel and the year that he had a season ago, it was his first year as your primary signal caller. I believe you called on him in the second week of the season when you changed things up a little bit at that position. And a guy that really had a nice statistical season. Second team All-County performer, honorable mention, All-District as well. What are some things you're looking for from him in his second year as the full-time quarterback?
Well, one thing I think will really take him over the edge is consistency and really harping on taking the easy throws. Very talented wide receiver coming back, and we got some older guys that are stepping up, and we got some younger guys that are looking really good as well. So, or guys that are not lacking or lack of the experience as the other ones. So, his job is going to be to just take what the defense gives us and be consistent with it. And if he can do that, when he did it last year, our offense really, really hummed. When he didn't, you know, we struggled to move the football a little bit. Is it being as young as we were, having five underclassmen on the offensive line? So, if he can come out, spread the ball out, get the ball to our athletes in space, he is going to have an amazing year. And so we're excited to see where his decision-making has progressed phenomenally up to this point. But again, just getting consistent on those nice, easy throws that the defense is going to give to us. And as long as we can continue to do that, then our athletes are going to do some damage in the secondary.
And if experience means anything, seems like he should be upright for most of the year, because you guys have basically that entire group on the offensive line coming back from last year.
Yeah, we returned three seniors and two juniors on the up front, and we got another junior that's going to be working their way in there. So we feel pretty, we feel great where we're at right now up front. You know, I said it the other day. I think it's the first time in Avon Lake history we've had all five offensive linemen back. Usually, Coach Lucas has pretty much every year. It seemed like he was always graduating four or five offensive linemen. So I couldn't be prouder of the way that these guys have played. And Alex Padgett's really anchoring down that line. He's doing everything that we need to do to be successful. And we just got to shore up some technique right now from Saturday's inter squad. And I'll be great to see where they're at next week. And hopefully we can get back to playoff form and how they were performing against those three playoff games. Because they played, I mean, where they were at the beginning of the season to where they were at the end of the season, I thought they played amazing. We just got to take down the penalties that we had in that last game.
Well, tell me about that inter squad scrimmage. Because, I mean, that's something you only hear a little bit about right now, because we're still kind of in the infancy stages of at least high school football anyways, proceeding with all of these different kinds of protocol, COVID-19 still being a big part of our lives. How did that go, and what were some of the things that you guys did in order to keep things safe?
Well, I think some of the biggest things we did was we limited, you know, some of our key guy returning guys, we limited what they could do, and just kind of felt it out. We said, hey, we want to get, you know, X amount of plays in, and we want to do that safely. And then, you know, what we found is by about play 40, some of our backups have actually had gotten on scout team, gotten an insane amount of reps. So we were able to mix it up a little bit, bring our younger guys up and mix it up and again, keep our older guys to a set number. And then we, you know, as we progress and get better shape and we're feeling good, you know, we'll give them more reps as we gear up for South week one.
Good stuff. Well, Coach Gastelnik, a pleasure to catch up as always, man. Hard to believe it's been 10 years since that program over in South Euclid launched, and, well, the rest, as they say, is history, right?
Right. Look what Mickey's doing with them now, man. They're really looking great, so hopefully he can keep that rolling, and fellow SWCer right there as well. So
Olmsted Falls guy, right?
Olmsted, yeah. Falls, and Mickey and I have known each other. We've been playing against each other since third grade three-on-three basketball tournament. And then, wow, he went to BW and I went to Mount, and then we ended up at Notre Dame College together. So could be more happier for Mickey at NDC, and hopefully he'll keep that team, a playoff team, running in the future.
Yeah, got to keep that Falcon train rolling, right?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Coach Gastelnik, thanks for coming by, man.
Good to see you, Bart.
Good to see you again.